The people of Dixon, Illinois, are remembering President Reagan by leaving flowers and candles at the many Reagan historic sites around his childhood hometown. They're also sharing stories and memories of the kid known there as Dutch. NPR's David Shaper went to Dixon last night and has this report.
After moving from town to town in north-central Illinois, Ronald Reagan's family settled in Dixon in 1920, when young Ron was 9 years old. In his life story, the president wrote of Dixon, quote, "To me, it was heaven." Current Dixon resident, 12-year-old Mary Lou Hicks, describes growing up in the boyhood hometown of the former president this way.
It was really cool knowing that he was there, and me learning more stuff about him just got me more interested.
Mary Lou is in a small park next to Reagan's boyhood home, now a National Historic Site and museum. She and a couple of other younger girls walk up to the base of a statue of President Reagan to lay down fresh bouquets of flowers wrapped in cellophane.
I think that Ronald Reagan was a great man, and you hear about him a lot in the news, and you've heard a lot of great stories from him, and it's kind of nice knowing that even if you grow up in a small town like Dixon, that if you want to achieve something, you still can.
But it's not just Reagan as president the people of Dixon came out to remember. 55-year-old Cindy Knox is from nearby Sterling, Illinois.
My mother knew President Reagan, and she remembers him being a lifeguard out in Lowell Park. And I just grew up being told stories about Ronald Reagan, what a nice guy he was and everything.
Knox is sitting on a step across the street from Reagan's boyhood home, sharing memories with her husband, Jerry.
We watched his movies. I grew up watching some of his movies, and, my mother would say, oh, he's a nice-looking guy, he's so nice-looking. Nice guy, just a nice guy, just a really nice person.
A lot of the people I know, a lot of my relatives are like Reagan. You know, he reminded me a lot of some of my uncles that would have been the same age.
54-year-old Jerry Knox says the attributes he thinks his uncles shared with Reagan are the small-town Midwestern values Reagan displayed as president.
How he carried himself, you know, he was never embarrassed. You couldn't rattle him. He just, and his sense of humor was great. He was just outstanding in his wit. You know, I just dribble in his own skin. I just thought it was great.
Just about everyone you talk to in Dixon has some connection to Reagan through family members, friends, or neighbors who may have known him. And the town isn't shy about showing off its pride in the nation's 40th president, as the Reagan name is just about everywhere. Reagan School, the historic Ronald Reagan Trail, there's a Reagan marker at Lowell Park, where he worked as a lifeguard. There's one at the library, where he got his first library card, and another marker at the church, where he was baptized. And the block of Hennepin Avenue outside his boyhood home was renamed Reagan Way. Among those paying respects in the park adjacent to Reagan's home is 42-year-old Richard Nicholas, who collects memorabilia of the former president.
This one here, this yearbook here, is probably the more valuable piece I got of his.
He shows off a 1928 Dixonian, the Dixon High School yearbook from Reagan's senior year, which is signed by a then 18-year-old student council president.
Right here. It says Ronald Reagan, 28, Dutch. I'm not as...
As he turns the pages, Nicholas points to the many pictures of the popular Dutch Reagan on the football team, the basketball team, and in various clubs.
Here he is here. This is the dramatic club. There he is there in the front. It's almost hard to even recognize he's got glasses on.
Nicholas finally stops on Reagan's handsome senior year portrait photo.
Here he is here. And they spelled it wrong, and here they put got him under Donald Reagan, Dutch, instead of Ronald. They misspelled it. So a lot of people got confused when they would read that. And it's put here, it says, life is just one grand sweet song, so start the music. That was his quote.
The people of Dixon will be gathering in song and prayer in Ronald Reagan's former church this morning to remember and honor their favorite son. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Historic photos and other Ronald Reagan material are available at our website, npr.org.